Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday. Boy, the sun is out. The sky is blue. It's going to be a great day to work around the yard. And you know what? The fall is the best time to plant a new lawn. So I decided this morning that we would bring in an expert that can help you if you're planning to put in a new lawn or to thicken a new lawn. Invited a friend, Art Crockett, from the Bonide Lawn and Garden Company, to help you and give you some great tips. Art, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you, sir?
Well, and yourself? How was your weekend so far? Great, great. I know you've had a busy time with all the trade shows, and it was good talking with you and learning about the new products coming out next year that will help the gardeners to even have an easier time with their garden.
It's a lot of fun starting out a new year. We're actually thinking to 2013 at the company, and you know, as far as the lawn is concerned, I like to think of fall as the beginning of the year, because it's the most important time of year to get your lawn off to a good start so it has a good year through spring and summer of next year.
Now, tell our listeners, as the average homeowner, what they should be doing for lawn care and if they want to apply seed.
Okay, well, right now is the time to assess the situation and take a look at how your lawn is looking, how it's fared from the summer. You know, I've seen a lot of crabgrass out there this year, and it's really time to take care of business on that and stop it from happening in the future. It's really too late now to spray and kill the crabgrass. People need to realize that it's going to die anyway. It's an annual that dies in the winter but leaves its seed behind. The thing about crabgrass is after it dies, you know, it leaves a lot of bare space that you'll see over the winter and into spring. And unless you fill that bare space with thick, lush grass, the crabgrass will just be coming back in again. So it's important right now to take care of that by seeding. And so at this juncture, the best thing to do is to get an aerator. This is the best way to do it. Not necessarily, you know, if you want to do this right, it's a big job, it's a lot of work, but the aerator is the best way to do it. You can rent the aerators, or I like the type that you can pull on the back of the garden tractor that take out the plug. You know, it's about 4 feet wide, and you can run around the lawn with it on the back of your tractor many, many times. You can't overdo it, okay? What you really want to do is kind of chew up the grass, and I'm talking about an existing lawn that has reasonably good turf now. You can still do this, and it's not going to damage the existing grass. It's only going to add to it. So you run around the lawn with that aerator, pull those plugs out, and what you're creating is a place for seed-to-soil contact. That's the most important part of success when you plant grass seed. So after you do the aerating, you broadcast the seed, and of course I would suggest picking an appropriate grass seed mixture for the site. Bonide has several mixes that might work for you. Full sun, shady mixes, sun and shade, etc. We have grass seed mixes that are more for drought and heat areas. We have another mix called Estate Lawn that has more bluegrass in it. So pick the appropriate grass seed, broadcast the seed, and then use the starter fertilizer. The starter fertilizer is high in phosphate, that middle number, and that's what encourages the root growth of new lawns. So it's really not that hard to do if you can get a hold of one of those aerators. That's the most important part of this whole process. Either, you know, there's the other kind that you push behind that has a motor in it. That works too. You just have to, you know, take your time, and it takes quite a while to get the job done. Now, a lot of people aren't going to go to that extent of using an aerator and possibly just have small spots to take care of. But, you know, again, to know that the most important thing is the seed-to-soil contact. So to rake out the affected area, get the dead crabgrass out of the way, and loosen up the soil, and then broadcast the seed where it can come in contact with the soil very nicely. And the same process with the starter fertilizer. And, of course, you know, really Mother Nature is going to take care of the moisture for us for the most part coming up. But you could do a little watering as well.
Exactly. Now, one thing that is very, very exciting is that if we have a gardener who has problems, it's Tuesday and they can't get in touch with me, Bonide has developed an app. Could you tell us about that?
Yeah, Paul, we do. A couple years ago now, we've developed a free app that is available on smartphones through the iTunes Store and on Android. And what it is a fabulous tool, really, that has pictures of problems and then recommended solutions. There's a section on insects, one on weeds, household pests, another one about animal repellent and so on. So it has my favorite one are the insect pests, because the pictures are so good on this app, and you can, you know, touch it to blow it up to be the size of the phone, and it's such a great photograph. But it describes each insect that you might come across as a problem, how to identify the insect, what the life cycle of the insect is, what plants to expect to find the damage on, what the damage looks like. We discuss IPM, a little integrated pest management, so if there's ways to take care of the pest before you come to the point of needing to spray the problem. We discuss that first, and then finally we come up with a solution of one of our products that's labeled for that particular pest on that site. So it takes you through everything you need to know to identify the problem, and then what product that you would need to use to take care of it most effectively. And again, it's a free app that's available right on your iTunes Store or your Android. Just type in Bonide, and it's free, and it'll load up in just a few minutes.
Yeah,
Along the same line, we have a wonderful website as well at Bonide, www.bonide.com. It has loads of information about how to use our products, and really is very valuable.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Bonide as a company has worked very, very hard in the last couple of years to simplify and to bring additional knowledge to the average gardener. And the website is incredible, a ton of information, as you said, with pictures, and to tell you what to do to solve the problem. And the app on the cell phones is also fantastic. Now, we're still having a little bit of a problem with deer ticks. What would you do at this time of the year?
It has been a big problem. In fact, it hits home for me because my wife has Lyme disease. And it's not a good thing, and I'm scared to death that my daughter might get it as well. So what I do at my house is I spray my property perimeter once or twice a year is all it really takes. And fall is a great time to do it. Coming up now is good, and also again in the spring it really only takes a couple applications using the right product and doing it at the right timing. And the product that I use is called 8. It's a Bonide product. It comes in a concentrate, and it comes in a hose and applicator. And the way to use it is to spray the perimeter of your property into the woods. You walk the property line and spray the underbrush and the leaf litter. The deer ticks like the moist leaf litter. They typically don't get out in the very middle of the lawn so much. They would get around the edges where it's shaded, so spray that too. But spray into the woods, and particularly if you have any stone walls, because that's where the white-footed mice that carry the Lyme ticks and then the disease, that's where they are. So if you spray the rock walls, our product kills on contact and has a few week residual. So one application, just walk in the outside perimeter property and spraying into the brush, you know, a good 10 or 15 feet. And then you could also spray your, you know, flower beds and mulch areas and so on as well. One or two applications a year will significantly reduce the deer tick population. I sprayed this spring, and we've hardly seen them this year at all. You know, we have pets that pick up the ticks. They actually bring them in the house, but this year we haven't seen so many because I sprayed back in the spring, and I'm getting ready to spray here again real soon, and I've really had great success with it. And the name of the product, again, is 8, our product from Bonai.
Wonderful. We're going to take a quick break, Art. When we come back, well, let's talk a little bit about the Asiatic lily beetle and the stink bug.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's deer scram.
If you ever made compost in the backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com, click on sponsors, then compost tumbler for information and special discount price code. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com.
Bugs and weeds get you down this year? How would you like to save on the products that do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertiloam Kills-All to replace Roundup, twice as strong and half the price. Fertiloam Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub, half the price and a big savings. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertiloam.com, that's F-E-R-T-I-L-O-M-E.com, for a dealer near you.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 21st, 2012. Gold opens this morning at $1,774.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,817.95, $908.97 for a half ounce, or $454.49 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,817.95, $908.97, and $454.49.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with Art Cockett from the Bonide Company, and Art, we're starting to see the arrival of the Asiatic lady beetle and the stink bug, also the box elder bugs. What do we do?
Well, yeah, I'm anticipating those coming. They seem to be a problem in the fall. Normally, they're looking for a place to nest inside the house, and that's not a good thing. Anybody who's ever had those lady beetles in their house, they know what I'm talking about. Sometimes they come in by the hundreds and hundreds. They look a lot like a regular ladybug, but they're a little different in that they're a little larger, and they're more of an orange color than the red ladybug that we like. But the Asian lady beetle, just when they come in the house by the hundreds, they smell terribly. They can get all over the ceiling is where you usually find them, and really quite a pest. So, normally you find them when the weather cools in the fall, and then we get a warm, sunny day that warms up the south side of the house, and here they come. In fact, the box elder bugs have the same MO. They like it in the fall and come on the side of the house at that time, as well as the stink bugs, which can really be a nuisance all out in the garage or on the deck in the patio. And I've seen a few so far yet this year, but not a huge amount. But I know that it's been a real problem a little further south. I live in Connecticut, and it seems like we're getting more and more every last couple of years. And hearing tales of them and up in Mass and out in New York and on Long Island and coming up from Pennsylvania. So anyway, we have a product that just works perfectly for them. It's called Beetle Killer, and it's real easy to use because it's in a hose end applicator. The product is meant to actually spray right on the house. It won't stain siding. It's water-based. You can spray the foundation and actually around, you know, anywhere around the house. And on the house, because that's where those beetles come in. They have to get on the house to sneak their way in. So this particular product has an 8-week residual to take care of those beetles. So if you see them coming, it'd be a wise move to get out there and spray that beetle killer. While you're at it, it's good to know that the product is also labeled for ants, including carpenter ants, so you can spray the foundation at the same time. You know, those stink bugs that we were just talking about, they can get in the vegetable garden. There's the stink bug, and then which is the brown marmorated stink bug, and then there's a green stink bug that gets in the garden, too, and can bother the vegetables. probably getting a little late to get worried about them in the vegetable garden now, but actually the beetle killer is labeled for use on vegetables as well. It's a safe, very safe product. Actually, it's one of the newer synthetic pyrethrins that, Paul, we sell a lot of organic products. About half our offerings are organic. This one's not, but as far as the chemical goes, it's really a very safe one. It's a new technology, and it's really a fabulous product. It's very safe for us. And, it's labeled for vegetables. But you can spray it on the side of the house to keep those Asian ladybugs from coming in.
Okay. Now, we got just a little bit of time left. As the weather gets cold, where we start to get problems in the lawn because the moles are coming out of the woods, out of the fields, into our lawn. How do we prevent mole damage so that when the snow melts, our lawns are not destroyed?
Good question, Paul. It is time to think about that again. The moles, they do a lot of damage in the fall, and then they seem to be pretty active after the snow melts come springtime. So, to keep them out right now and to think ahead, we have a few different products for moles. My favorite one is the Mole Max, and it's a all-organic product that you can put in a fertilizer spreader. It's actually simply made from castor oil. And the way I like to apply it is when you have a problem, is to take it close to the house first, go about 30 or 40 feet out from the house with it, with a spreader, and then let it rain or water it in, and then you start to move the moles out. And then after a few more days, you go out and do another concentric circle, another 30 or 40 feet wide. And then eventually you move that mole out of your property. The reason why I discuss it this way, and as an example, is I like to say the last thing you want to do is put a perimeter treatment around the outside of your property line or just inside your property line, because that'll keep them all in rather than keep them all out. So when you apply the Mole Max, you got to think about moving them out. And then your discussion about snowfall, if you go out and apply on your lawn, it's broadcast throughout the whole lawn, it's late in the year, right before the first snow.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults, and a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone, and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. I thought we'd get Art in here to give you a whole list of other things that you should be thinking about. That Asiatic lily beetle is due in shortly. Again, it looks like a ladybug, except it has a lot of spots and is more orange color, and it will be on the south to the southwest side of your house. And the thing is, if you hit them with a newspaper, they'll stain your ceiling, a wall, or drape. So the best way, if they get in the house, use your vacuum cleaner. But if you can take the beetle killer, spray the side of your house, especially around your windows or vents or ductwork, that will keep them out, and also the stink bug. And if you like more information, go to this week's newsletter. Go to paulparent.com. And if you click on the newsletter, you can read about the stink bug and the Asiatic lily beetle, and it will tell you how they got here, their life cycle, and how to take care of them. And if you don't get the newsletter, it's free. So go to paulparent.com, click on newsletter, put in your email address, and you will receive it every Thursday, and it's full of information for that particular time of the year. Okay? Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Christy from Cape Cod with a question about blue spruce.
Christy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Yes,
how
good morning.
Today?
Great.
Good. I have a couple questions about evergreens, actually. I have a blue spruce that's about 20 feet tall, very healthy-looking big tree, but about a month ago it has some brown shoots at the very top, and some of them look all twisted. It's also, we've been able with the binoculars to see a bit of sap on it. Sometimes it looks even a little white, the sap.
Mm-hmm.
We're wondering what it may be.
Okay. What you have is called a Nantucket pine shoot tip moth. And it's a little butterfly that a little over a month ago was flying around your yard. And it will lay eggs in pine and spruce plants, and it lays the eggs on the main leader of the plant. The egg will hatch, and it becomes a little caterpillar or a maggot-type looking insect that will eat his way into the tip of your plant and begin to feed on the inside tissue of your leader. And normally it does kill it. So what you will need to do, if possible, try and get up there with a ladder or using a step ladder and a pole saw and remove it, because it will turn brown and it will stay there permanently. And in the blue spruce, between now and spring, it will turn purple and become more noticeable. Then in the spring, where you have removed, if possible, that branch, new shoots will begin to form. And you may get 3, 4, or 5 new shoots, and those shoots will try and replace the missing leader of that plant. Now, what you need to do is you need to wait a year and let all those shoots come out, see which one looks the best, the one that's growing the straightest and to you looks to give that tree that natural conical shape again. Now you go back up there with your pole saw or with a ladder and pruners and remove or partially remove the others so that only one remains. The reason is, if you allow 3 or 4 to stay there, you will lose that point on that cone. And this is a crazy insect. If you had a row of a dozen trees, it could lay eggs on the first 2, skip 5, 6, 7, hit 1, skip another 2 or 3, hit another 1, and they come and go. So it has created a problem. If you can clean it, new growth will form. It will replace that, and the problem will be gone. It may never come back. It may come back 5 years from now. And the only way that you can prevent it from happening again is to use a product like the Bayer Tree and Shrub. And that is a systemic, and you would put it around the base of your plant it will be absorbed up into the tree, and if the moth comes again next year and lays eggs in the new growth, the product will be in the plant and it will solve the problem. But for now, clean it, new growth will form, select the best, reshape it, and the plant will look just like new again. Did you have a second question?
Yes, regarding Leyland cypress, and if can they be pruned, and if so, how and when?
The Leyland cypress is a very, very fast growing evergreen, and on Cape Cod, they are wonderful. They give you privacy so quick. And there basically are no insects that bother them. I would, if you need to do some pruning, then do it now. Especially if you have a plant that is a multi-stem and you're worried that because the plant is getting wide that a snow could split it in two, and then you'd lose half of your plant. But in the spring, you can cut it back by, 15-20%, shear the sides, and that will help it to become even thicker and fuller. But Leyland cypress is a plant that can grow a foot or more every single year. We're growing full sun, partial shade. It's a beautiful evergreen. It does not get the woolly adelgid like the Canadian hemlock. Unfortunately, it's not very hardy once you leave Cape Cod. So if you're south of Boston, it will be semi-okay unless you have a real cold winter. But I'll tell you, once you get north of Boston, it will not survive at all.
Thanks very much. Have a great day.
You too, and we appreciate the phone call. Thank you. If we can help you, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Rick from Maine with a question about tomatoes.
Good morning, Rick. How can we help you with your tomatoes today?
Good morning, Paul. I love your show.
Thank you.
I planted early girl tomatoes. They were very, very productive this year, but I did develop black spots on almost all of them. I think it's anthracnose. I'm not positive, but I wanted to know a little bit more about how I can treat it, how I can prevent it in the future, and also can I mulch those tomatoes in my compost bin, which doesn't really get very hot?
Okay. The one thing that you want to do, if you had a problem, I would not put them in your compost pile unless it really, really did get hot. If it doesn't get hot, the spore more likely will not be destroyed because it does take heat. So dig them up, put them in the plastic bag, and send them out with the trash. Now, rake the ground and get as much of the plant debris as possible. Next year, plant them at the opposite end of your garden. That way, if any spores are still there and they become airborne, there won't be any plant in the immediate area to affect them. The other thing that will help is on the ground where you had the tomatoes. If you're going to be planting, let's say, peppers, if you could either put down landscape fabric and plant through that, you can use salt marsh hay or straw and cover the ground, and that will prevent the spores from becoming airborne. The other way that will help, space your tomatoes 3 feet apart. Never wet the foliage. And I know at times it's very, very tough. If the only way that you can water your garden is with an overhead sprinkler, do it in the morning. If you water tomatoes at night, let's say 5, 6 o'clock in the evening, there's a very good chance that the foliage will stay wet all night long, and the spores that create this disease are blowing in the air. They hit the wet foliage, they stick, they begin to bore into the plant, and now you have a problem. So if you water in the morning, the sun is coming up, it dries the foliage quickly, and there's a lot less of a chance of having a problem. So give that try, and I know that will help you to have less of a problem. And again, underneath your tomatoes, landscape fabric or straw or salt marsh hay, and that will help a great deal.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you. If we can help you, 855-660-4261. Give us a call.
The Rescue College of Insectology is proud to present this first in a series of news conferences addressing important questions about insect behavior. And now, the world's leading bugologist, Professor Robert B. Boggs.
We're starting to hear a lot of concern about wasps, hornets, and yellow jackets this season.
Why? Yeah, you and the red tie.
Shouldn't we be concerned about finding wasp, hornet, and yellow jacket nests?
Once again, why?
Why do you keep answering why?
Rescue's Why Trap for wasps, hornets, and yellow jackets catches 5 species of paper wasps, bald-faced hornets, and European hornets, and 12 species of yellow jackets. Y's 3 attractants lure the insects into the trap where they drown or dehydrate. And the Y trap can be used from early spring when the queens emerge all throughout the summer and fall to capture foraging workers.
But what about beneficial species like honeybees?
They are not affected.
Why?
Why? No more questions.
For complete information on the Y trap and a list of stores carrying the product, visit www.ytrap.com. The answer is Y.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth, the foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scott's Winter Guard fertilizer, and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scott's Pure Premium grass seed, and you'll give the new grass its very best chance at establishing healthy roots. So, put down Scott's Winter Guard and Scott's Pure Premium grass seed this weekend. You'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scotts.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Rudy from New Hampshire with a question about hollyhocks.
Rudy, good morning. How can we help you with your hollyhocks this morning?
Yeah, hi, Paul. Great show. Listen to you all the time. I have some hollyhocks I finally got to grow real well this year after trying them in different spots in the yard. And they're, 8-10 feet tall and yellow and just great and been blooming for a while. I wanted to know, do I cut them down? What do I do in the wintertime?
Okay. What you want to do right now, those leaves are full of stored energy. So you want to remove the flower if the flower is basically done. But allow the foliage to remain on the plant until you've had a good hard frost and they turn brown. Once they turn brown, cut the plant right to the ground, remove all of the foliage, rake around it, and if you could add an inch of bark mulch or compost or pine needles or something like that over them for the winter, just to help as additional insulation, it will help them a great deal.
Well, that's great. Well, thank you. And I have another question on planting garlic. You push the I got some garlic from that folks down in South Carolina that you had on there a few weeks ago. And,
great.
Now, when I put the bulb in the ground, do you put 2 inches of dirt over that, or do you just push it in deeper? Or how do you do it?
Okay, I just received my garlic too. I'm going to be planting it this week. I have to clean up the gardens anyways, so I'm going to clean up the garden. I'm going to buy a bag of cow manure and spread it over the area where I'm going to plant the garlic, till it in lightly about 1 to 2 inches deep, and then you take that big garlic bulb that you bought, and you break it apart, and because you're going to have individual cloves.
Yes.
And then all you do is you take the flat portion of the garlic, push it into the ground with the point facing up, and space them about 4 inches apart and about 12 inches between the row. Water it well and just leave it alone. In Maine, where I live, what I do is between now and Thanksgiving, that garlic will begin to grow. So as soon as I begin to get pine needles that fall from my pine trees, I will cover the garlic area with about 2 inches of pine needles. If you have straw that you're decorating with, make sure it's straw and not hay.
Right.
You can put a couple of inches of straw right on top of that planting, and that will help to hold the heat in the ground and give them additional time to grow. And in past years, the garlic will come up probably maybe 10, 12 inches between now and Thanksgiving. And then winter comes, the top dies, and you just kind of forget about it. In the spring, a brand new top comes out, and it will grow very, very quickly. I add a granular fertilizer for the vegetable garden in April, and then I'll liquid feed it in June, again in July, and then by August, I get these great big 3 to 4 inch bulbs, and then you can start the whole process all over again, because you can use some of the bulbs that you are harvesting. That way you don't have to buy them again.
Yeah, so, that's great.
Okay?
Yeah, that's great. Thank you very much. I appreciate the show. Thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
I thank you. Bye-bye now.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.